profound. Everybody that was hanging out, now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody ever taught you how to live out on the street, so now you're just gonna have to get used to it. You said you'd never compromise with the mystery trap, but now you realize he's not selling.
Welcome back to the American Awakening. I am here. You are here. We are here together as one. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network. Boy, I was all set there about a minute ago. I heard the harmonica, and I said, welcome, and man, my phone line got cut right off. Oh, God knows what happened there, huh? Mine can only wonder and imagine the litany of globalist pigs who cannot stand the fact that we're reading the Protocols of Zion. Welcome back to the American Awakening. So we're gonna keep on trucking through this. We're getting a little technical difficulty, a little technical interference. Mike's gonna work some miracles on the board. We're gonna try to get Gary in Michigan and Chris in Las Vegas to join us tonight, as they have the past several nights, and I think it's been a really quality situation to have them on board. I've been getting some positive feedback. No one's complained, and it seems like we got a good format. So hopefully Chris and Gary will be available tonight so I don't have to do the entire 2 hours myself. I need their help, guys. I hope you're on your way. So anyway, and if you would like to join the broadcast, call in 800-313-9443. Don't be bashful, 800-313-9443. Give us your input. Let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. We need local input from people around the nation. We need kind of, community reporters, so to speak, who can tell us interesting things they've seen or heard or witnessed in their community. And now the news. A recent email intercepted by the Courtroom Observers Network has revealed that Satan is offering a free mark of the beast to anyone refusing to be a courtroom observer. The email stated that, quote, anyone refusing to be a courtroom observer will be in good standing with the Antichrist upon his appearance in the near future. Get your free mark now while supplies last. Offer ends January 1st. See Bible for details. I heard a little suspicious noise in the background. Is Gary or Chris there? Gentlemen? Oh, I hear somebody out there. Is that you, Chris? How are we doing tonight, Chris? Can you hear me?
Very well. Thank you so much, Eric.
There you are. Speak up, Chris. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, battle tested again in another courtroom today. This time I didn't get stalked out of the courtroom or didn't get my car stolen for being an advocate in the Whistleblower Protection Act private investigator.
What did you witness today at the witch's court, Chris?
Well, this is on Tom Benson's case, another fellow that's been politically terrorized, medically, quasi-medically kidnapped and taken political terrorism hostage and sent up to a competency evaluation whenever he was purely competent.
Oh, boy. Another competency evaluation. We're going to try to get Lou Jasikoff on as well, who's a reporter in Pennsylvania. That's been, I called him in regard to, I forget what it was, but I think it was in regard to your case, Chris, and I wanted to get Lou on, and he said, I've been working a few cases as well where these competency courts are deeming all kinds of perfectly normal people, deeming them incompetent so they can seize their property. He said there's an elderly gentleman he's been communicating with, talks with him, you know, for 20 minutes, half hour at a time. The guy is perfectly lucid and very coherent and able to take care of himself, and the courts deemed him incompetent. They took his pension fund, they took his house, they took his car, and stuck him in an assisted living situation against his will, much similar to the way they did to Chris in many ways.
Well, Eric, don't mind my sharing with you and the people. I'm going to read just a paragraph, maybe two paragraphs from this, what's called What Does Mental Health Really Mean? What is Planned for You? I'm going to abbreviate and cut down just a little bit. This came from a fellow by the name of, he was the head of the Commissar Lavrenty Beria, former head of the Soviet secret police, KGB.
Oh, boy.
He was speaking to American students at Lenin University in Moscow. Commissar Beria continued, he says, you must dominate the respected men, the fields of psychiatry and psychology. You must dominate the hospitals and the universities. You must carry forward the myth that only European doctor is competent in the field of insanity and thus excuse amongst you the high incidence of foreign births and training. Use the courts, use the judges, use the constitutions of the country. Use its medical societies and its laws to further your ends. And when you have succeeded, you will discover that you can now affect your own legislation at will, and you can make the capitalist himself, by his own appropriations, finance a large portion of his quiet conquest of the nation. This textbook used by the students at Lenin University in Moscow, the Communist Manual of Instructions for Psychopolitical Warfare by Kenneth Goff, G-O-F-F. Former member of the Communist Party, has identified this textbook as he studied here in America at the Eugene Debs Labor School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And that's why I had to leave the country.
In fact, my friend Ron here, he had to go out of the country to get medical help when he was 3 years old for his penicillin poisoning. This Communist Manual of Instructions for Psychopolitical Warfare has been briefed and condensed into a pamphlet termed Brainwashing. Here it is set forth the complete program for psychopolitical conquest of the United States. You will at once recognize this as the mental health program. Already far advanced in our nation at the local, state, and federal levels and in citizens' groups. You can see how our great nation is being conquered just as the communist post without firing a single shot.
Wow, psychopolitical domination of our schools and our media. Boy, that says it all. They have the full plan in action, and it looks like they're executing it seamlessly from one administration to the next. I don't see anything fundamentally changing. I mean, where are the Bundys tonight? Are they home on their ranch enjoying freedom? No. They've been sitting in jail for a year and a half, suffering atrocities like no bail and solitary confinement, inability to communicate, work on their case, and on and on and on, for victimless offenses. And we have a supposedly patriotic administration who's cool with that? They're comfortable with it? They're going to say, I'm great, and everything's fine, and I'm a patriot, and the country's doing well, and be happy, everybody, and everybody's happy. And are the Bundys happy tonight? Is Tom LaCavara happy? No. The only reason Chris is happy is because we put pressure on and Chris walked out after 8 weeks. They knew they weren't going to be able to keep a lid on his case. Public pressure trumps everything. Paperwork, activism is all. So we encourage people to stand and rise up and make your voice known. Writing letters and emails and making phone calls does help, because when they happen in the hundreds and thousands, even dozens of them, make a really big difference. I spoke to a legislative aide for a Congress critter, and they said that when one person calls, they count that as, I think she said, either 50 or 100 people. And when a person shows up, actually, at a meeting or a rally or a protest or a speech or a political appearance, they count that as like 500 people because they know there's another 500 or more, even 1,000 people who think like you do but just couldn't make it, logistically speaking, because of work conflict or something to do with the family. So they count for a lot when you make your voice known. So when 100 calls come in, that's thousands in their eyes. They look at that as quite a large, because your average person doesn't do anything activist. Getting anybody to care, just care enough, just to care in their heart is difficult enough. Getting them to actually pick up the phone, make a call, send an email, write a letter, that's even more. Or get out of the house and appear at an event, a rally, a protest, is essential. I mean, this country was founded on protest. I heard the recent NRA, the National Rifle Association, advertisement on one of the other broadcasts on another network, and it was scary because they're weaving together violent, you know, radical, you know, action and criminal activity with protesting and marching and demonstrating. And you can just, I can just, listening very carefully to what the narrator was saying during the ad, I could just hear the intelligence agency operation trying to pigeonhole and steer the giant herd and a giant 10,000 head of cattle that you're trying to steer with a couple of cowhands into the neocon, you know, warmonger mentality, thinking that police state is conservative, those demonstrators are bad, and those protesters, and blah, blah, blah. Well, wait a minute. This country was founded on protest. This depends on what you're protesting. And this country was founded on violent protest. And so, you know, weaving together extreme violent behavior with protesting, demonstrating, making your voice known, and criticizing the new president. I'm not criticizing Trump because I'm liberal and he's too conservative. I'm criticizing him because he's too liberal and too communistic. Chris?
Well, Eric, I've got one more little paragraph here from Chapter 1. This is an exact reprint from that brainwashing pamphlet. Psychopolitics, the art and science of asserting and maintaining dominion over the thoughts and loyalties of individuals, officers, bureaus, and masses, the effecting of the conquest of the enemy nations through mental healing. This is insidious. In fact, I have cited this before on your show, Eric. The case GE versus Merrill Dow Pharmaceuticals Incorporated talks about the Daubert, D-A-U-B-E-R-T, analysis, Daubert analysis. And it's a three-pronged test for qualification of an expert witness in the federal court system, that it must be observable, measurable, and repeatable in order to be qualifiable as documentary, testamentary, expert evidence, testimony. And it has a progeny, or a subcase, if you will, called Kumho Tire, K-U-M-H-O, Tire Company Incorporated versus Carmichael. And in that case, the Supreme Court, now this case may have been turned over, but, or elements may have been, but in that case, the Supreme Court said specifically that psychiatry and psychology were mere pseudoscience, and as the Supreme Court called it, in that case, witch doctor age.
Well, that's exactly what it is. Now, what were those three criteria, observable, repeatable, and what?
Observable, measurable, and repeatable to be qualified as expert witness evidence.
And that's why everybody in our country, instead of us constantly doing the public anything, we need to all come back together and start working together privately, number one, and working together privately and everybody having copies of the correct documents that can be just basically cut and paste. When anybody else is ever harmed and we're all involved privately, we all work together by turning around and notifying the other person, and we send these documents through notarized, certified, registered receipt for the individual person, and they end up winning.
Let me add something. Go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead. I was just going to tell you that I have discovered even more treachery in this court system here in Las Vegas. When you find all the nepotism relationships that are permeated throughout the complete legal system, especially here in Clark County, when you find the head of the competency court, the chief judge, is Jackie Glass, however, you'd have to live here for a while to know that she's married to Steve Wolfson, Jackie Wolfson Glass, who Steve Wolfson is the district attorney who's sending people to the competency courts for qualifications. The two private medical class 3 high security medical care facilities, supposedly.
And they're not even courts of record.
No.
What a scam. What a racket.
Check this out. I've got this other woman here. One of the women that's supposed to be doing my criminal case is named Bennett Rohan. Well, here, Christy Craig Rohan, we've talked about her before. We had thought that she may have been a district attorney somewhere, and I'm still not convinced that she wasn't, because she's been now with the Clark County Public Defender's Office over 20 years experience in criminal law in Colorado, Nevada, and Utah badges. Mm-hmm. And she's been in Nevada since 1997. But she's also the same woman who started up the Stein Psychiatric Care Facility here in Las Vegas, which is one of the two places explicitly that they set forth that the only two places I could go. And they have a financial link also to the Lakes Crossing Center. This is just like Judge Cibarella in Pennsylvania's case, where they're doing federal time in prison for these kind of shenanigans.
With the Kids for Cash, and that goes back to Lou Jasikoff, the reporter I was just mentioning before. We're going to try to get him on. He'll spend some time talking about the competency courts and the Kids for Cash. I'm glad you circled that back around. Wow, and they do keep it all in the family, or what? This guy is related to them, and he's the wife of the prosecutor, and the judge's girl, the judge's sister is the county commissioner, and we got Maggie Brooks here in Rochester, and her husband, the head of the 911 center, and the Judge Denolfo's married to the county clerk, Cheryl Denolfo, and the Kathleen Hochul, the congresswoman, is married to the federal prosecutor out of Buffalo, and they're like a bunch of inbred government hillbillies.
Well, don't forget that. In my case, particularly, the county commissioner, Steve Sisolak, his daughter, Ashley Sisolak, in the secret trial under the FISA courts that they concocted in each state, apparently, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act courts, under the Patriot Act, the Kill a Patriot Act, which is really the Alien Sedition Act, which was found to be unconstitutional, reformed under George Bush's administration. This is actually the insanity that we're dealing with here in America. We're being taken over from the POTUS office on down on all these different foreign agents masquerading as Americans who are trying to submarine this country and seditiously undermine the Republic of the United States.
And that's why the Founding Fathers warned everybody centuries ago, united we stand, divided we fall.
Yeah, it's a classic British model, divide and conquer, and it goes back even farther, way farther than that, but in modern history.
Yes.
Wow, it's amazing. And they are coming after their you know, it's very interesting. There are so many patriots being taken down right now, more even than when Obama was president. It's almost like Hillary's president, but she's got a different face on there, and it's okay. It's amazing what happened to Chris, what happened to Tom LaCofara, to the Bundys, to Gary Hunt, Pete Santilli, go down the whole entire list. You know, they're coming after people the same way, regardless of who's in power. There's no friendly administration right now. I wish there was. If there was, I'd be screaming it as loud as I could. I'd say, wow, look, all the patriots are walking free of there. At least they're trying. At least they're talking the talk. I hear music. That means break. This is Eric, the Freedom Streamer. Mm-hmm. Support the network, won't you? We have Gary, hopefully, coming. We have Chris in Las Vegas right here, right now. And these are things you're not going to hear anywhere else, so please support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to The American Awakening. This is Eric sitting in for Mike Herzog. We'll be right back after this break. Thanks for staying with us on the RBN Network.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. Joined with Chris in Las Vegas, and maybe Gary Blackwell. Gary, are you here yet, my sir?
Yes, sir, I'm here. I lost you guys for a while. I don't know what happened, but here, come back.
Oh, yeah. We've been having, you know, when you start stepping on the toes of the Elders of Zion, you tend to run into a little technical difficulty. And I just kind of think that has something to do with it. Call me conspiratorial or paranoid, I don't care. But, no, I've seen it happen too many times. Seriously, just on the Shane Bennett case in upstate New York, the gun seizure under the SAFE Act, that I was heavily, you know, activist involved trying to, you know, keep him out of the court and out of prison. I had one evening I turned my phone on and went to check, and that 200 and something text had been deleted from my outbox to be advising people his case and texting people in the network and whatnot. Every single one of them for his case had disappeared, but only the ones for his case. There was no accident. So yeah, no, they do. You know, when you're an activist, there's occasional cost, but the rewards are far outweigh, you know, the whatever negative. And look, you can either sit on the fence and be lukewarm and have Jesus puke you out of his mouth, or join the enemy, be cold or be hot for freedom, and join us and do something. And once again, a very low risk, very high benefit activism is passing out jury nullification flyers. It seemed to be working fine. I just had a whole bunch printed out the other day, handed them out myself at the courthouse locally. And it caught a lot of people's attention. I mean, the entire court, all the DAs and the bailiffs and everybody saw it, and all the cops, and it was kind of, you know, the talk of the day. So, and I'm not saying that's why we do it, but I know it made an effect. It had an impact. And we are trying to get the truth to that, you know, all it takes is that one juror to hang the jury and hold the line and say, no, I'm not explaining my reasons. He's not guilty or she's not guilty. They're going home tonight. I don't care if we sit here for a month. Order out pizza and ice cream. I don't give a damn. I'm not. Someone's freedom is at stake here. I'm not just going to railroad them into the witch's prison because it's easy and because Mr. or Mrs. Witch told me so at the jury manipulation hour, which takes place at every jury selection. I mean, look what they did in Nevada. There are 5 federal employees on the jury in the current trials that are going on in Nevada. Are you kidding me? I mean, that's absolutely. They should be disqualified. I don't know what the. I mean, unless the judge is just demanding they be installed on the jury, I don't know what the defense is doing, allowing them on the, you know, on the jury. So it defies all explanation. And everybody at that event out there needs to have their jury nullification shirts on. I don't care if you have to wear it 3 days in a row and it stinks, it reeks of body odor. To wear that damn jury nullification shirt and get the word out there. There's so many videos being posted that don't even have a sign or a shirt or a mention of jury nullification. They get an update. It's all great, and I appreciate these people are doing their best. But, you know, the most important thing is the jury nullification. We learned that at the Oregon proceedings. Now in Nevada, it's a little sparse. They're really, really skimpy on the – don't skimp on the jury nullification gear, dudes. Come on, let's go. Get the shirt. Should be there every video. Should have a jury nullification shirt. I wouldn't miss one video without having my jury nullification shirt on. That's huge. Somebody's going to get the message. Many people are going to get the message. All it takes is that one special person on the jury to hang that witch's court. So it's happened many, many times. It happened all the time back in the colonial days just before the Revolution and in the 1770s, where the British were passing statute after, you know, permit after license for this, and you can't do that. And they just, the juries just started voting not guilty across the board. So there's always hope if we get the word out there. And I know the system is very afraid of it, very, very scared of jury nullification, because it's the people taking, it's a lawful and nonviolent way that the people can immediately take power back from the corrupt witches and Nazis. Gary, how are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing fine here, thank you.
Glad you could join us.
Oh, it's a fun time. Was there a caller on for a little bit, too?
What's that again, Gary? I missed that.
Earlier, was there a caller on? I missed. I just heard a little bit.
No, I think Chris, we have Chris in Las Vegas, and I think Chris is with a friend of his right now, and they were contributing together over the line. So I think that was Chris's buddy, if I'm not mistaken.
I heard them all, but it's just trying to get things together. It was very good. Hi, Chris.
Absolutely. Well, listen, we'll be right back. Hold your thoughts, gather your thoughts. We're going to have a great broadcast tonight. You're listening to The American Awakening. This is Derek, the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Mike Herzog. You're listening to the RBN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back to American Awakening. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is Eric Freedom Screamer. I'm joined by Gary in Michigan and Chris in Las Vegas. Thanks for being with us tonight, gentlemen. Gary, do you have any comments or insights to offer? Anything you've seen going on recently or something that you pop up today or just things in general? And then, of course, we'd value a prayer for our persecuted political patriots who are in prison. Private prison, by the way, heavily invested by Goldman Sachs right throughout the Trump administration.
Yeah, this is just a little comment. I was doing a small little research in the Bible. I kind of stick that way. Happens to be my expertise. I appreciate Chris so much, his expertise of the common law, and his knowledge of the scriptures is amazing. I was looking at John chapter 8, and I read the whole thing a couple times, and I think that sometime in a place, if we still together, we would look at John chapter 8, after you finish these protocols, I think it'll bring forth some real truths after you brought through the protocols, because it's... There's a key verse in chapter 8 of John the Apostle. John was a great apostle, and he wrote down some very, very things. And we're not sure if some of this stuff been manipulated a little bit, but you can read through to figure it all out. And if you study long enough, you'll figure it out. And so for the people who are out there listening on the radio, maybe Eric could inform you that we'll have time maybe to go through John chapter 8 one night, which would really be an exceptional thing because it identifies all the people as a second witness that are the major problem and the people that they want to destroy. So I'll yield on that. I thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Any comments on that, Chris?
Say again.
Speak up nice and loud, Chris.
Oh, well, I'm just really blessed to be on the radio with you and Gary, and it's just, and we have such great callers that call in on the show. In fact, the whole cadre of personalities that have spots on this radio show, Michael Herzog, whenever he's there, Tom LaCavera, our brother-in-arm that's unlawfully distrained and detained and being kept political hostage, much like myself, up in Oregon. It's just, it's bizarre. This is, in fact, you nail it. This is the Gulag Archipelago of Andrei Solzhenitsyn that we're living it today, and we're seeing it and manifested here on the streets of America, and it's truly terrifying. We saw it up in Malheur Wildlife Refuge. We saw it on the road where in John Day, Oregon, where Lavoie Finicum was murdered in cold blood by these so-called agents of government who absolutely set up that trap in the kill zone box, just exactly like Jeanette Pinnicum describes it. And it was a cold-blooded assassination with a high shooting stand, multiple shooters, and they did exactly what they wanted to. They drove that man to do what he did to try to get the information, the evidence they had found on the treachery and the treason of the Bureau of Land Management, a private forum for private foreign profits corporation, under the so-called Legislative Act of the POTUS, in his capacity as either the chief executive officer or the commander-in-chief. And so really, that president at that time should be indicted for that, and that was none other than Barack Hussein Obama. He was the commander-in-chief, and so therefore he's responsible for the actions of his agency actors.
Well, you won't see one of those heads roll. I don't care whether it's Obama or Hillary Hitler or, you know, whoever it is, you're not going to see those heads roll because I mean, look at Sessions, and he's perfectly willing to let the criminals run free and lock up as many patriots as possible. How evil is that? And there's actually people out there saying, no, he's a good guy, he's basically a great guy, and he's really an honorable man, and he was doing the right thing for a while there, and, you know, he really did a couple of good things. Are you kidding me? The guy's a complete despot, a tyrant. He's a total communist. All his life, he prosecuted people on the absurd notion that the state is a victim. That's communism. All his life, he's been pimping and pushing and prosecuting the drug war. That's communism. And it's war crimes because people, I mean, thousands and thousands of people were murdered by their own government in this absurd, idiotic, disgusting drug war that somehow the media has brainwashed people into believing is a conservative thing. It's extremely liberal. It's pinko. It's communist. Anybody pimping the drug war is not a conservative. They're extremely communistic. They're the worst of all. So, and
mass psychopathy.
And these people have learned very well from the elders of Zion. Remember what we discussed yesterday. Right is might. Our right lies in force. The word right is an abstract thought, proved by nothing. Let me stop right there. Oh, really? My rights are nothing? Okay, nice try. I guess it's battle time. I mean, they've declared war on everything that's good and just and righteous and freedom and people. There's no way. Unfortunately, I wish the world were not this way. But there are totalitarian, nightmarish control freaks who are very evil in the highest positions of power. And they're pulling the strings on the Federal Reserve. They're pulling the strings on Hillary Clinton. They're pulling the strings on Obama and Trump and Bush and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think I haven't seen anybody except maybe a little bit with Ron Paul, you know, but he wasn't a real strong leader. He was very smart and right on the money and a great guy. But, you know, he wasn't the strongest presence. So, you know, I don't think he wasn't able to go on the offensive
you know, too much, and that, you know, so he was kind of always laid back and a nice sweetheart of a guy, but you know, that's not going to rally the troops, so to speak, or get people excited about freedom. He did, even with his laid back kind of, you know, moderate approach. But the ideas were there. Let's end the Fed. How about at least audit it? I mean, have you heard any of those words from the Trump administration? They could care less about auditing any Fed. They're doing real well with the Fed right where it is. Everything's good. Business is good. Why do you think so many Goldman Trump operatives are in the Trump administration? Because the private sector is running your government. It doesn't matter who's in there. And it's even worse now that you have a real businessman in there. That's not a good thing. That people are touting, we got to have run the government like a business. We got to have a good business CEO. That's the worst. That's the last thing you want. They're going to run it for profit. They're going to run. They're going to have a right as might, and you know, rule all, at all evil. However you got to do it, and if you can do it, that means you should do it. All these bizarre concepts. I mean, once again, it's all Masonic, and I just see. Another head of the Hydra, the multi-headed Hydra, which is what? Isn't it the Hydra that's the snake with all kinds of heads on it? You know, it's just, there's many heads to this snake. I got an interesting email from one of our listeners, and they wanted to know if it was the Zionists or the Jesuits or both. And the answer is both. They have different functions.
The Zionists.
I mean, the Jesuits are the lead, in my take, is they're the lead. Hi, they're the top of all the intelligence agencies. All the intelligence agencies answer basically to them, and that's why Leon Panetta was a classic Jesuit trained, and he was the director of the head of the Senate Intelligence Subcommittee, extremely powerful, the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, and the head of the Department of Defense. He was the guy that said, well, you know, if we're going to send troops somewhere, we'll get our clearance from the UN. We'll check in with the Congress and just let them know what we're doing, but no, we won't be asking you permission. We just do what we want to do now. Totalitarian nightmare. The Jesuits are the executioners at the highest level. The Zionists are more the planners, the bankers, the financiers. And, you know, I think it's a consortium. I think there's factions all having working together, the Church of England, the Church of Rome, the Rothschild bankers, the Committee of 300, and the Royal Families of Europe. All of them worshiping Satan and, you know, trying to get everything they can out of this lousy, piddly little 100 years you got. And then why? To spend an eternity in the fiery pit where they belong, I guess, because that evil is their choice and is their doing. Any comments, Gary or Chris?
Don't forget, those are the imposter royal families of Europe, the House of Benton, a.k.a. the House of Windsor. They changed their name, and they're pretenders to the throne, not true royal blood that's supposed to be on the throne over there, according to their just sangreal, their law of blood of succession to the throne. And so when you have imposters that are the foreigners, these are actually the Ashkenazi Khazar Empire, the Khazars, the Khazars, as the case may be. This goes back to Nimrod and Shamiranus. And, of course, Nimrod was the father of masonry, as we call it today. And this is really very diabolical because he was supposed to be the first Mason on Earth. I don't know if that's factual or not, but that's the best research I've been able to come up with.
Well, exactly. And right in the protocols, I believe we discussed it last night, I'm just trying to go over and trying to find where it says they're going to get in. We're going to put our people in positions of power. We're going to send in certain hot looking women to corrupt the men of who are the leaders of the land and to bring the people into conflict by division. So we get to right as might, and that's kind of where we left off last night. In any state which there is a bad organization of authority. So I would say that's here for sure. We're a state which is in a bad organization of authority, and an impersonality of laws and of the rulers who have lost their personality amid the flood of rights ever multiplying out of liberalism. We find a new right to attack by the right of the strong and to scatter to the winds all existing forces of order. Great, there's your order out of chaos. Order and regulation to reconstruct
all institutions. Boy, ain't that the truth. They're reconstructing all our institutions. I mean, look around. And to become the sovereign lord of those who have left thus the rights of their power by laying them down voluntarily. So they do this artfully enough through the art of war, through the art of this convoluted, evil, wicked thinking. They can get people to voluntarily give up their freedom for security. We're going to keep the streets safe, says Donald Trump of the Goldman Trump administration. We're going to keep the streets safe. Oh, really? Even the witch's court has ruled that the police cannot keep you, the government cannot keep you safe. It's an impossibility. It's absurdity. And when any politician gets up there and says, we're going to need to act to keep people safe and we're going to have safe streets, Trump's doing it all the time. I mean, he sounds just like Bush. He sounds just like Clinton. He sounds just like Obushma. They all sound alike. They're all pimping the safety and security state. Keep that money flowing to the Department of Homeland, Gestapo, the military suppliers, the police state suppliers, the cameras on the street corners, the cameras on the back of the police cars, the cameras on the police themselves. I mean, equipment, MRAPs, machine guns, sound cannons. Go on and on and on. You all know. If you listen to any of these broadcasts here on the RBN Network, and thanks for joining us. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. In case you've just tuned in out of nowhere, boy, you're going to get an earful. Stay with us on the RBN Network. We have Chris in Las Vegas, Real Life Alexander Solzhenitsyn. We have Gary in Michigan. Appreciate his senior words of wisdom. So it says, out of the temporary evil, I think this is where we left off last night, because I remember this is just sickening. Out of the temporary evil we are now compelled to commit, will emerge the good of an unshakable rule, which will restore the regular course. Welcome back, my friend. Oh, man. Boy, I tell you, somebody out there doesn't like me reading the protocols of the elders of Zion. Oh, that was you. Okay. Welcome back, my friends. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Back to the protocols of the elders of Zion. So last night, this is about where we left off, I can remember it. Out of the temporary evil we are now compelled to commit will emerge the good of an unshakable rule which will restore the regular course of the machinery of national life. The result justifies the means. Yikes. Let us, however, in our plans, direct our attention not so much to what is good and moral as to what is necessary and useful. What is necessary and more important?
Dude, show me my phone. That's going to be the shit.
They are more interested in what is necessary and useful than what is good and moral. These are their words, the elders of Zion. Before us, there's a plan.
No, no.
In which, Chris, put yourself on mute, would you? Hey, Chris, could you put yourself on mute, sir?
Don't hit the red button. Don't ever hit the red button. That shuts you off.
Before us is a plan in which is laid down strategically the line from which we cannot deviate without running the risk of seeing the labor of many centuries brought to naught.
in order to elaborate satisfactory forms of action, it is necessary to have regard for the rascality, the slackness, the instability of the mob, its lack of capacity to understand and respect the conditions of its own life or its own welfare.
I'm going to stop right there.
Do you hear that? Hey, you guys, you got to put yourself on mute. Chris, there's too much background noise. So we continue with the protocols of the elders. So here we are with the elders of Zion. Typical. We hear music. We have break. Please support the network. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to the American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We will be right back.
Cause I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the broadcast. You are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's the American Awakening with Eric the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Mike Herzog. Mike's been kind enough to let me sit in his brief absence. Mike will return, and hopefully Tom LaCavara will return as well. So, and by the way, Chris and Gary, make sure you stay on mute because we were having some serious background noise issues before. So here we go back to it. And this is about, I think, right where we left off last night. Only one train.
Yeah, one thing.
What's that, Chris?
I've got one thing for you before you move on. You talk about that, Mike. Talk about the Mike makes right. That's merely a restatement of what is known as the law of the jungle. Only the strong survive.
Good point.
That's
I thought
it,
you had more to say. I just put a little piece of food in my mouth. Make another comment, Chris.
Well, this protocols of the so-called learned elders of Zion, self-deemed, it's probably one of the most insidious pieces of literary execution of depravity, reprobatism, and deviancy that one could ever want to read. But these people actually believe this tripe. It's easy, you know, the way they want to manipulate people and to tempt them with all sorts of insatiable, lust-satisfying feats of feminism or deviant sexuality, drugs, sex, rock and roll. This is exactly what they tell you about what they call bipolarism. It's basically a pretense from a psychiatrist trying to convince you that it's okay for anything that you do because you've got a so-called medical mental ill condition that gives you a pretense, an excuse to do and be as bad as you want to be, do whatever drugs, however many wild sex partners you want to have. I mean, it's like a license to be as deviant as a person would ever lustfully dream in their life and not have any responsibility because they give you the psychological pretext to cover your posterior for anything and give you a quasi-medical excuse for covering your posterior. It's the same thing as that cold knee drag. Last time I checked,
and I hear it all the time. It's the Masonic, your perception is your reality. In other words, you can make up whatever reality you want, however you perceive the world to be. If you think that might makes right, or if the evil is good, and nothing political should have any morality in it. It should all just be about conquest and stealing and lying to people and perverting them and getting them to voluntarily lay down their freedom and their property that goes along with it.
Well, that's known today.
Yep.
I was going to say it's known today as perception management. And we hear it all the time in the lingo and the lamestream media.
Absolutely. Great point. And I appreciate you tying that in with some modern, you know, so you can see how this applies today. This is not old stuff. This is old stuff that's still applicable in everybody's life, which we're suffering under right now, the tyranny and the atrocity. So we're going to go for a break. We'll be right back. This is Eric Kramer. You're listening to The American Awakening on the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. We'll be back in just a minute.
A price, and I'll keep paying.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.